AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says there needs to be an investigation into possible Russian interference in the recently concluded presidential election.
Any foreign breach of our cybersecurity measures is disturbing, and I strongly condemn any such efforts.
Even without a congressional probe, the White House says it's pretty clear who the Russians were rooting for.
After all, says spokesman Josh Earnest, it was damaging Democratic Party and Clinton campaign emails that were grabbed and leaked, not the GOP and Trump.
You didn't need a security clearance to figure out who benefited from malicious Russian cyber activity.
The president-elect has scoffed at such talk, saying it's just aimed at questioning the legitimacy of his election victory. Not so, says Earnest, just a statement of fact. And he says while President Obama has ordered a review by U.S. intelligence, a congressional investigation of something so serious is clearly warranted. Mark Smith at the White House.
Pennsylvania has certified Donald Trump as the winner in the state's presidential election after weeks of counties tallying up provisional and overseas ballots. Although Trump wants to rein in spending on the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter, Israel has received its first F-35s.
The stealth fighters roared into an Israeli airbase before a crowd that included Defense Secretary Ash Carter. They're the first of 50 the Israelis will buy, designed to give them the military upper hand in a volatile region.
To further sharpen its qualitative military edge.
The F-35 is the Pentagon's most expensive weapons program, estimated at nearly $400 billion. President-elect Trump says that's out of control, and after he's inaugurated, says billions will be saved on military purchases. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
This is AP Radio News. Five former New York Jets teammates were pallbearers today at the funeral for football player Joe McKnight, who was shot and killed December 1st during a road rage incident in suburban New Orleans. A man's been arrested on a manslaughter charge in McKnight's death. In the meantime, the district attorney in Orleans Parish says he's satisfied that the jury worked to do the right thing in the shooting death of former Saints player Will Smith.
I can certainly understand the things that we had to overcome in this particular case that could have caused them some difficulties, and therefore reducing the case from the second degree to the manslaughter.
The prosecutor is asking for a 60-year sentence, the maximum of 40 years for manslaughter, plus another 20 for attempted manslaughter, and the wounding of Will Smith's wife. The gunman was found guilty Sunday night. On Wall Street, energy prices have helped stocks to a mixed close. The Dow up 39, the other indices down. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.